This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Truthfulness. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islam has laid stress on telling the truth and avoiding lies. Being truthful is very much encouraged in Islam. Under normal circumstances, a Muslim is not allowed to lie. The ethical and moral system of Islam has set the standard so high that if human beings start practicing these moral standards, this world can be a much, much better place to live. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, "Surely the men who submit, and the women who submit, and the believing men, and the believing women, and the obeying men, and the obeying women, and the truthful men, and the truthful women, and the patient men, and the patient women, and the humble men, and the humble women, and the almsgiving men, and the almsgiving women, and the fasting men, and the fasting women, and the men who guard their private parts, and the women who guard, and the men who remember Allah much, and the women who remember Allah has prepared for them forgiveness and a mighty reward." What a comprehensive and beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. Imagine if humanity starts practicing these instructions of the Holy Quran. Where would we be today if men and women, they become truthful towards each other, towards people around them? Truthfulness is a trait that every believer is expected to carry. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing truthfulness, and we recited for you a verse of the Holy Quran that lays out the importance of truthfulness, right? And we said if people, generally speaking, if they start practicing these instructions of the Holy Quran and they try to make it their lifestyles, this world will definitely be a much, much better place to live. Now, at times, some people imagine that lying is a minor vice. You know, it's not something huge. Well, according to Islam, lying can potentially amount to hypocrisy, right? The Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, three things are the signs of hypocrisy. Number one, breach of trust. Number two, lying. And number three, breach of promise. Now, Islam promotes mutual trust among the individuals of the society. A healthy society, brothers and sisters, is where people can trust each other. If doubt on each other is prevalent, that society cannot develop and progress, you know, because they're just skeptical about every single thing around them. They cannot trust anyone. Imagine doing a business with a liar, for instance. You know, if you're a businessman, would you ever get involved with someone that you know is a habitual liar? Well, probably not. Imagine being a friend with a liar, you know. Imagine being married to somebody who is known to be a liar. So if you notice, you know, in our daily lives, at a personal level, none of us appreciate liars to surround us, you know, or to be close to us. Similarly, you know, Islam expects a healthy society that can only be built if the overwhelming majority of that society is truthful.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.